Funny how the old corporate world works, isn't it? Countdown freezes prices, or do they? No one believes them, thus indicating whether they are or not, they're probably wasting their time. Not to be outdone, Foodstuffs enters and tells us they're reducing the price of 100 items by 10%. Or are they? I think the same number of people who believe the Countdown claim believe the Foodstuffs claim. See, I'm not bothered the way some people are by all of this, mainly because I am convinced of several things. By and large, we are not ripped off in the grocery department. Our prices broadly reflect the fact we're a tiny nation with a whole host of problems around costs, that if you actually look, you will find a lot of stuff costs more here than other places around the world. I'm also convinced, because I do it, that if you are determined to save money, you can. There are always specials. You don't have to buy the same thing, the same product, the same brand. Bargains are there to be had. Collectively, we've decided we don't like supermarkets, of course, and yet the bulk of us still use them, despite the many and varied alternatives from farmers' markets to butchers. They win because their major calling card at the end of the day is, of course, convenience. Yes, you will moan, but we won't stop the habit. Same story with banks and power companies and telcos. Hate them, but won't actually do anything about it. The reason the Commerce Commission found nothing substantive in their supermarket probe is there's nothing substantive to find. Food, like petrol, where they came out with the same sort of conclusion, is complex. If you average everything up, you can come to any sort of conclusion you want. But we individually aren't averages. Individuals are specifics. Our shop is specific. The bargains we pick are specific. The amount we spend or save is specific. The question you could ask the supermarkets is, if they can cut the price of products by 10%, why haven't they? So the pressure to some degree might have worked. You might also want to ask who's paying for this, the supermarket by way of a bottom line or the suppliers, and we'll get to that later in the show. But ultimately, our gripe is not solved. We are grumpy. Grumpy because economically, we're in a mess. We want someone to pay for it, and it isn't us.